Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Nanette Miner is here. She is she's the author of the white paper. Where is it, Nanette? I've lost it. Teaching Thinking. And Teaching Thinking. Give us the subtitle.
Solving the Impending Leadership Crisis.
There it is. And Training Doctor, LLC.
Correct.
Is the name of the company. And give us the website, please.
It's TrainingDR, as in doctor, TrainingDR.com.
All right. So we're talking about millennials and baby boomers. What do they have in common? Well, one's leaving and one's emerging. Mm-hmm. And they're one's leaving the workforce, one's coming into the workforce, and I have a lot of conversations these days, Nanette, about the two working together. Mm-hmm. And so that's a different that's another dynamic. And, of course, your concern right now in your white paper is all about what do we do with the skills that boomers have that we're losing every day? How do we replace those with skills? And we're losing... You know, the generation of boomers is like 76 million.
Right.
The generation of millennials is like 84 million. Mm-hmm. And the Xers in the middle are about 50-something million. So they're having a hard time making up for the two on either side, aren't they?
That's right. And so as the boomers leave, and I mean, this is certainly a generalization, but we'll assume that the older generation holds the leadership positions in most companies.
Mm-hmm.
As they leave, there simply aren't enough Gen Xers to fill those positions.
Right.
So the millennials are going to be promoted by default,
right,
whether they're ready or not. And I'm trying to wave a banner here that says, please, let's get them ready.
Let's
because
get them ready.
I think companies are going to implode. I really do. I mean, you have somebody who makes one bad decision these
right.
days. And we've seen that, you know, in many cases where, you know, one bad tweet, as you were saying earlier,
right.
they have a technology skill set that we need, but one bad tweet can bring havoc to a company.
Well,
so
and
we need to teach those thinking skills
Here's the problem that I think we have to deal with the millennials. They have all this content, and I've said this so many times before, this is something I've determined. They have all this content. They have so much that they think that's all they need.
Right.
And so they're not, they don't, and this is, again, I don't mean this to be abrupt or rude or anything. They don't come to the workplace with a high regard for context.
Mm-hmm.
They come with a lot of content, but not with a high regard of context. You and I both know that content without context is just words.
I think that's a fabulous phrase. I'm going to take that. Thank you.
but
I'll add to that, Jim, that I don't think the companies realize that either. I think a lot of training departments think we just give them the content. If we explain to them what it's about and how to do it, then all will be well. That they'll figure out the rest. But you're right. You have to have the context.
Remember what I said. Remember the magic word of what I said. It wasn't context or content. It was regard. They don't have a regard for context. Because here's why. And here's something I think is fundamental to them. Context, almost by definition, has an element of yesterday and the day before and a year ago and 2 years ago. Fundamentals,
exactly
right?
Right?
They
context
don't
about experience.
Like millennials have low regard for anything that's older than a couple of days. I mean, they really do. I mean, they don't like old things.
Right. Right, and saying that another way from my perspective and from the perspective of, you know, HR and training within a company, context takes a long time to develop.
That's
you
right.
have to have experiences. You have to think about, gosh, did I contribute to that? If
yep.
I changed my behavior, could I have made that a different outcome? Is this
mm-hmm.
a good thing or a bad thing? Did I want this to happen again? Is this something I should develop or ingrain as part of my skill set?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about that context. It's all about that experience.
So what do we do?
Well, I really think we need to start teaching thinking now. As we talked about in the first segment, if companies have to teach job-specific skills now just to fill entry-level positions, we can also be teaching those thinking skills at the same time. So rather than just giving them the content and saying, you know, here's how to run a cash register, we also give those thinking skills that says, now, when you're processing this customer's transaction, you know, here's what you do in terms of communicating with the customer. Here's what you do when you decide if it's a good decision for the company or not. You know, maybe this with this return is not something that would be good for the company. You know, here's how you apply this rule and how you decide whether that rule can be broken in this particular customer's case. We're not teaching those thinking skills.
Mm-hmm. When your boss walks in your office and sits down and wants to talk to you about how things that he learned or she learned 20 years ago or 30 years ago apply today and apply to what we're doing, don't roll your eyes. It's good information.
Well,
that's
yes,
a really important thing. I'm telling you, that's a big deal right there.
Yes, but as well, Jim, we don't have the time for that one-on-one kind of passing of information.
Sometimes.
We really have to do this in mass. So we have to find a way. I mean, like mentorships or apprenticeships are great ways to get other, you know, higher level individuals or more experienced individuals experience in a compressed period of time. But we have to be more purposeful about it. We have to really create curriculums, which is what the training doctor does, is we create these learning curriculums where people get skills, but they also get those future needs for the organization as well. And I think part of the problem is that companies, when they're solving an immediate crisis right now, which, you know, I'm not denying the skills crisis is certainly important,
right?
But who's thinking 20 years down the road? I need bodies now to fill these positions.
Can you
so
come
I'll
back?
Worry about it.
Can you come back and talk about this some more with us?
Sure.
give us the website again, please.
Okay, it's trainingdr as in doctor, trainingdr.com.
All right, so folks, check out her white paper. Teaching Thinking is right there too, by the way. Dr. Nanette Miner will be back another day. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.